Welcome back to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Baranski, and I am so excited to introduce to you yet again, Miss Ando.
Hi, Lori.
Hello, my love. I'm so happy you're here. First of all, your name is not Ando.
No.
It's Angela Vernalia.
Angela Vernalia, that's right.
What's your middle name? Do you have a middle
name? My middle name is Hope.
Oh, you know I've got that. It's very nice. I'm so happy to see you, though, because it's
I'm
been
very
a while.
Excited to see you.
When was the last time we saw each other?
I think the...
Tryouts.
That was a long time ago.
That was a really long time
Feels
ago.
Feels too long ago.
How are things?
Wonderful.
I miss you so much. How are practices and all that kind of good stuff?
Practices are still tough. Six sets of eight doing kicks. Still hard. They don't get any easier. You know that.
No.
But still fun as ever, and I wouldn't give it up for the world.
Good. And you were so nervous to make it back.
Yes, yes.
So nervous, and I'm so glad you did. And now you had your calendar shoot. You guys are practicing nonstop. The girls just came back from China.
Yes.
Lots of things going on.
Yep, we have practice tonight, actually.
Exciting.
So.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
You can see the calendar the first time tonight, right?
We are going to see the calendar tonight, and I am so excited. Nervous and anxious and excited.
How do you think it came out?
I have complete faith that it's going to be wonderful no matter what.
I won't lie. I've seen a couple of pictures, and they're amazing.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Tell me about your shoot.
My shoot was in the pool, and it was really hot outside, so I was very excited that it was in the pool. Otherwise, I probably would have passed out because it was so hot. But it was in the pool, so I stayed cool the whole time, and I did a bunch of different angles and shots and things like that. So some serious, some a little more flirty and cute and fun. But
So you had fun?
So I had a lot of fun.
I cannot wait to see. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So you made a trip down here to Gillette Stadium early enough to come and visit me. That's very nice of you.
Oh, you're welcome anytime.
And your hair looks gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Did you
do something different?
Well, as you know, we have our hair done with Delaria, which is one of our sponsors. So, yeah, I get my hair done every 6 weeks with them, and they do a foil. So these blonde little highlights that you see are part of my foil.
Yeah, and they're, like, literally a hair lighter than your natural color.
Yeah.
So it looks so natural.
It looks really natural. Yeah, they do a great job.
Yeah, and the cut is wicked cute on you. Yeah, that's new. The little angle thing going on.
Thank you. Yep. They gave me a little angle, and they make sure that it looks healthy.
Yeah, it
looks
really good.
And they'll trim it up nice.
I've noticed a lot of the girls, like the new girls that have come in, their hair looks really good.
Yeah.
I think they've had a lot of stuff done, and I think it looks good on them.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely know how to make it so that it looks right on you.
Right, that it fits your face and stuff.
Specifically, yeah.
Now, did Delaria do the swimsuit calendar as well?
They did. They had a stylist.
Joanna?
Joanna.
It was her again?
Yeah, she came.
Oh, good.
So she did everybody's hair. And they kept a really, like, a beach theme this year. I mean, I know you said you saw some of the pictures.
Yep, so. Yep. Good, good. Delaria was the first salon, I think, that I've ever been to that actually knew how to work with curly hair because I have such curly hair. It was such a relief. Usually I'd have to go get my hair done and leave the place with my hair dripping wet because they really didn't know what else to do from there, and it would take forever for them to foil it and whatnot.
Yep.
And then I'd be afraid to even have any kind of cut done because then they try to give me angles, they try to give me layers, and I'm like, look, I have curly hair.
Yeah.
It's going to go shorter than whatever you do. But I didn't have to explain anything.
Yeah,
Joanna was great last year.
They actually left my hair curly for the shoot, so
yay.
I'm excited to see it. Yep. Us
naturally curly
hair girls. Gets tough sometimes.
It does, especially in this weather.
Yeah.
We have like a heat wave going on right now.
There's really nothing you could do. You just gotta let it do its thing.
It's gorgeous outside, though.
Mm-hmm. Don't you wish you were at the beach right now?
So wish I was at the beach right now. Thanks for reminding me. I guess it could be worse, though.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Could be running the ramps tonight with you.
Thanks for reminding me, Lori. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So what else has been going on? A lot of promos?
Lots of promos.
Really?
A lot more than last year, I feel like.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Do you love them?
Yeah. I had two this weekend. We just did one at the Hard Rock Cafe last week.
Which one?
It was the grand opening. It was in Boston, and they did the grand opening, so they had some celebrities there, and they smashed guitars. Yeah, it was fun.
That's lots of fun. And your training camp is going to be coming up, so you guys will be doing those.
Lots of promos. Practices.
People can check out the training camp schedule online at patriots.com. Lots of good things going on around here at Gillette Stadium. revving up for the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting in itself.
I'm really excited for the first game.
Yeah.
So I think the rookies are so excited, too.
And they must
It's
be.
So good as a second year, like a veteran, to be able to...
A little more comfortable.
A little more comfortable, a little more confident, and you can kind of tell them, you know, what to expect and what kinds of things.
Right.
It's
and then
to know.
For yourself as well,
yeah.
to just be like, okay, this is what I'm expecting.
And now I can relax.
And enjoy the game.
Yes.
It's a huge difference. A huge difference, especially for you, because I know how your nerves get. When
yeah.
you walk out there knowing what's going to happen, knowing what to do, having been there enough times that you can actually look at people,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And actually get into it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you, because I'll be on the sidelines with you.
I'm excited.
Not next year,
see,
but with you.
Now you'll be able to watch the game instead.
I will. I am promising myself at least one game to just sit in the stands and watch, because I want to see it from that point of view.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to help you guys on the sidelines and... One, two, it up. You know. So anyways, Andal, let's get down to business over here for a little while. We're always telling people to eat healthy, to, you know, you got to exercise plus eat healthy. And if you can't exercise, make sure you eat healthy. And we're always emphasizing, you know, light snacks and 100-calorie packs and fruits and vegetables. But today we're going to actually talk about some fruits and what they can actually do for your body.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is an apple.
I love apples.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
That's right.
And it really helps keep your blood sugar levels together on balance so that when you're in the middle of class, you don't fall asleep or, you know, driving and kind of just dazing off into the sunset.
Yeah, it's a good snack. It's filling and it's healthy at the same time.
And apples are kind of sweet, so it almost takes care of that sweetness.
Not only that, but there are so many different kinds of varieties.
Right.
That
so many tastes.
You can get, you know, if you like sweet apples, then you can maybe go with, like, a Macintosh apple would be better to eat. Or if you like a little sour.
Right.
Granny Smith
exactly.
apple.
Throw it in peanut butter and you got yourself practically a Butterfinger apple-ish thing. I love peanut butter, so I put on anything and it tastes good.
I love peanut butter, too. I could eat the whole jar.
Oh, yeah. Another really good one to just get and go is a banana.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of potassium, which helps your muscles, helps your energy level, and then it also does the same thing as an apple and maintains your blood sugar levels
mm-hmm.
to keep you awake. What can you do with that? I found this recipe right here in this magazine. You can unpeel it, place it on wax paper, insert a popsicle stick into the bottom,
mm-hmm.
roll it into honey and low-fat granola, and freeze it for about 2 hours, and it's practically a popsicle.
Mm, that sounds good.
Popsicles are so good in the winter.
Yes.
No, kidding. Summer.
Summer.
And if you can have a
it's
banana
refreshing.
Popsicle with all that potassium,
mm-hmm.
definitely good. And it's like a good snack to hit that hunger spot. Maybe it's been a few hours since you've eaten.
It's much better to keep an apple or a banana in your car when you're hungry so that you're not driving down the highway and you stop at a McDonald's.
We've all been known to do that. Now, I didn't know this. I found that blueberries are good anti-inflammatory
mm-hmm.
fruits. I never knew. So if, like, you sprained your ankle,
yes.
have some blueberries. It'll help you heal faster.
They have
Did you know that?
Antioxidants in them, too.
Did you know that?
I
never
know
knew
that.
They're, like, antibacterial and everything. It's crazy. You can make some blueberry pies. You can add blueberries to your yogurt. You can have blueberries just on the side because they're good just by themselves. Personally, I don't like blueberries.
Oh.
I know.
I love them.
I know. I'm not very good.
Another good, similar to blueberries, but not the same, raspberries and blackberries, if you love those in the supermarket.
They're a little sour, right?
Yeah. Pretty expensive in the supermarket, but they're worth it. They're so good.
Fruits are very expensive right now, but they're worth it, and you need at least 5 servings a day, they say,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot, but if that's what helps you, you know, it keeps your skin clear. And
a lot of people think, too, that, you know, if you buy cereal that has fruit in it, but what they don't really realize is that there's preservatives in all those
right,
cereals, so it's not really as fresh
a serving of fruit, right?
When you buy it just alone as is, so.
Have some cantaloupe. We're in the season. Some
I love
cantaloupes and melons and stuff like that. They're so good. You can have a fruit salad.
Mm-hmm.
Cantaloupes are very high in vitamin C, which is always good for you. Kiwi. You love kiwi.
I love kiwi.
I knew you loved
kiwi. You
want
to hear a trick?
Tell me.
Okay. This is what you do. If you don't really feel like cutting the kiwi, you know, up into little pieces, because a lot of people, I don't like to cut fruit. When I buy a cantaloupe, I'd rather buy it pre-cut just because it's easier. So what you do is you take the kiwi, you cut the top off, and you just spoon out the insides with a spoon, just like you're eating, like,
whoa.
You know. What do you think?
That was
about?
Tricky.
That's a trick. That's
I
a
like it.
Trick. I like it, too.
And you don't have to worry about getting that stuff over your hands.
Yeah.
And it's easier, especially if you're really hungry. That's my problem a lot of times. If I'm, like, really hungry, I don't have time to sit there and do this and do that. So I'll just, like, grab a cookie, you know, when I should be just grabbing a kiwi. That's also very high in potassium and vitamin C. Vitamin C is really good for growing. And most people that are in middle school and high school, you're still growing. You want to favor that growth. So eat a lot of vitamin C. It's good for your overworked muscles, like cheerleaders, who are constantly working their muscles.
Dancers, too.
Dancers, gymnasts, anything that is constant. I mean, pretty much any kind of sport is always working their muscles.
Yeah.
But for cheerleaders, you're working every single muscle you have in your body, including your cheeks.
Yeah.
Smiling nonstop.
Yeah.
So you want to get a lot of vitamin C. And vitamin C also helps you from getting sick, keeps that immune system up there. What else? Potassium, you know, you want to keep your muscles intact and strong. And fiber, always, they, you know, always tell you to eat a lot of fiber. And my main issue with eating fiber is just so that I can never feel that hunger feeling.
Yeah.
Because when you get that hunger feeling, you basically eat anything in sight.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you eat fiber, you don't have to worry about that because it'll hold you over longer till your next meal or snack or your next serving of fruit.
Yeah, it's definitely good for your digestive system, too, at the same time.
Very good for your digestive system. Also, with the vitamins, I'm sure everyone has heard this before. You know that all these vitamins work towards one common cause, which is to help your body. Vitamins and certain things that fruits have in them help you battle all kinds of things, you know, diabetes, cancer.
Yeah.
They say, you know, it can help you prevent cancer, and you want to do everything you can to just keep your body healthy, especially when you're overworking it and cheerleading.
Yes, they say that the fruits that have lots of antioxidants are good for
being healthy.
For being healthy.
Very, very right, Ando. Ando, what's your favorite song?
Oh my gosh, there's so many good songs out there. You mean right now, currently?
Yeah, right now.
That's a difficult one, but I really like the Kelly Clarkson song that they keep playing on the radio.
Never Again? That one?
Song, I like that song, and I'm not going to sing it. Don't make me sing it.
I'm not going to make you sing it, I promise. I might make you hum it, but...
It's a remake. I think... I don't know who sings it, but something about your way...
Say yo! Stop your way to beautiful girl. That's why it'll never work. You'll be suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over. Damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you better. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal when they say it's over. Started at the park, used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart.
I just celebrated a birthday, though.
Happy birthday, Lori. I just celebrated a birthday, too.
Happy birthday, Ando. Oh, birthdays. Good times. What did you do?
I had dinner with my family, and we just made it like a small, just little get-together. Nothing huge, but it was nice.
I did the same. Dinner. Then we went out. Had a good time. Some friends took me out. It's a good time. Birthdays are always fun. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. And I had a lot of happy birthdays from all the fans writing in. Thank you to everybody. I really appreciated that. Happy birthday to Ando.
Thank you.
So I guess that's about it for today. It was so good to see you.
Thank you, Lori.
I'm so happy you came in. Let's not go so long.
Yeah, we'll have to do lunch.
Let's do lunch, dinner, something, chit-chat, you never know. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in for next week. We'll have a new chit chat. I guess until next time, I'll see you
on the sidelines.
You know it.